psychic medium John Edward has been amazing on our show. And he's coming back to town, Hyatt Regency, June 1st in Columbus. It's the Hyatt right across from near Nationwide Arena by Jeff Ruby's. So you can go to Jeff Ruby's, get a great dinner, and then see John Edward afterward. John, you've been so great with us that I'm a little nervous talking to you because you always...
Don't be nervous, Torg.
But you change people's lives when you're on the phone with us.
Well, thank you. I try to do it when I'm in person, too.
Yeah, and we mentioned the show is June the 1st. However, a little different than your theater experience. What? How does a group event differ from what we would see in a theater?
It's really, really slightly different. I think the energy of the audience is more different than the energy of me. Like, when people go to a theater, they expect, like, a performance because they're
right.
on stage,
yes.
you know? And for me, it's more of a classroom. Like, my goal is to always teach. So when people come in, like, I want to teach them about what's happening around them. I want to talk about energy. Like, I talk a lot about the energy of, you know, the divided energy that's kind of, like, cosmically affecting people. And people are like, yes. It's like, so we talk about energy, not just about talking to grandma, but it's like all kind of connected. It's kind of like the difference between like looking at like one aspect of your physical body when it's not feeling well and then looking at it in a holistic way. I try to say like let's look at us as individuals and then let's look at us as the holistic self involved in, you know, the connections with the afterlife, but as well as the connections with your sister-in-law. Like,
yeah.
How does energy flow? What are the
right.
patterns? Understanding that, trying to help people navigate the kind of chaotic world we're all living in.
And just curious, John, have you had, because I was telling this story the other day that Saudi Arabia paid the WWE like $200 million to do a performance there. Have you ever had like a world leader or someone like that fly you in for a performance or a reading?
Privately?
I've had celebrities and people that have like title and whatever, you know, think that they could do that. I'm not really that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
yeah,
not the
good
person.
For you.
Yeah, that's not kind of who I am. Like, I don't really enjoy doing what I do for people who don't want to be there. Like, if you've ever gone to a function and there's like quote unquote talent that's like singing at the function while people are clanging around their like, you know, their
yeah.
dishes and whatever. I'm the person who'd be like picking up a plate and being like, yo, over here.
Yes, right. I think we can all relate to that. Hey, here's an interesting, this might be a dumb question, but you tell me. Has social media changed the business that you're in at all over the years? If someone's a doubter, I guess you could say that social media lends itself to someone finding out more about a potential customer or whatnot.
Yeah, one of the things that actually kind of freaked me out, like I didn't want to be involved with social media, and my cousin actually runs my business, and one of the things that she said to me was, hey, can I borrow your abacus? And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, can I borrow your abacus? I'm like, I don't have an abacus. She goes, well, what do you use to, like, count? I'm like, a calculator? I'm like, are you, like, high right now? And she goes, well, you're not on social media, so sure, I figured you must be using an abacus as well. So I said to her, I go, no, I can't really be on social media because of the nature of what I
right.
do.
Right, makes
I
sense.
I always create this kind of like, you know, this wall between me and the client. And I've been doing this since like the 80s, you know what I'm saying? So there was no social media in the 80s. So for me, it was like, no, I don't want to be a part of that. And she was like, no, you need to be on Facebook. And I'm like, no, it's going to be a passing thing. It's like, it's not going to last, you know?
Yeah.
This whole internet thing's going to go away.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's all going to go away. I don't want to do it. I mean, I literally publicly for a long time on my website and in my newsletters talked like how I would never be on Twitter. Like, I mean, like, I've had
right.
these awards on more than one occasion because the nature of the world has forced you to kind of have to conform to, like, well, this is how people communicate. So for me, it, you know, those people are always going to have, you know, in the 80s when there wasn't social media, psychics had a team of private detectives that would, like, rummage through your garbage pails to, you know, to learn those types of things.
Yeah, geez.
So there's always going to be people who are going to come up with the why. But I have to tell you, like, for me, it's always been... And it still is. I have an uncomfortable feeling with it. The analogy that I use is if you've ever seen like if you remember when you were in elementary school and then you'd see your teacher do something that was different than what you knew her to do, like, you know, you saw your teacher smoke outside of the
school.
Yeah.
You know, or you saw them at a restaurant and they were like drinking and whatever. It's like you saw that person out of the realm of
right.
how you know them. That's how I feel. Like, I feel like I don't really want to... And if you go on my Twitter, like, right on my pinned tweet, actually addresses this. It says, if you're on social media, please do not talk about your stuff, because you want to protect the integrity of the experience.
Yeah. Hey, johnedward.net, by the way, is his website. Hyatt Regency Columbus, right by Jeff Ruby's there, June 1st. Can we buy tickets for the event on your website?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, probably on my website. Or
okay.
You can go to eTix.
Okay.
I should know that.
Well, if you're up for it, we are at 821-9696. You're so terrific over the years with our listeners. And people still talk about some of your past visits. I mean, you're huge in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to welcome you back on June the 1st.
Thank
you. Would you mind a couple of quick phone calls?
No, I would love to. I'd love to eventually get in studio with you guys.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. We'd love to have you in here.
Phenomenal. Freak me the out.
Yes. Hey, TJ, you ready for John Edward?
Hi, TJ. Good morning.
Hi, TJ. Hope, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Say good morning to John Edward.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, TJ. I'm actually calling regarding my wife. I just want to make sure she's okay, see how she's doing, and see if she has kind of anything she wants to say that I can to me or I can pass on to some loved ones.
This is going to sound completely off the wall and crazy, but... Were you actually married?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm getting that. Can I ask you, it's strange. I just go with what I see. Is there a dog that's passed for you?
That's passed?
Yeah, do you have a dog that's passed?
I used to have two dogs, but I started traveling a lot for work and gave them to someone else.
Did one of those dogs pass?
No.
So... they're telling me to talk about the dog that had to be put down. And it's a dog that has
My parents have one that got put down recently.
Okay. And is mom and dad still here?
Yeah, they're still around.
Okay. And then where's the R name, like Robert or Richard, either living or past?
Ooh. I don't know of anyone.
Okay, so I'm gonna just tell you what I'm saying. They're telling me to talk about a dog that's just been put down. They're telling me to talk about an R name, and that's their way of telling me, like, maybe somebody's coming through. They would be known as the R. There's a connection to the month of August. They're showing me August. There's something about the month of August as being significant. And who had the cancer, TJ?
I'm trying to think. I had an aunt that passed away maybe 15 years from it.
From cancer?
Her name was Rita.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, do you know if there's a connection to August for her or for that family? And would that be like your mom's sister or like your mom's brother's wife?
My mother's brother's wife.
Right.
She did have cancer, and she was really close to the family, and my mom would go over there to see her all the time. And wow, it's been a long time, so yeah.
And then, TJ, do you do anything in media, or do you do anything that deals with media?
No, not really. I mean, I have a social media profile on LinkedIn. That's about it.
Okay, I feel like there's going to be a shift around your business or your career. Like, huge.
Oh, cool.
Like, when was the last time you shifted jobs?
It's been almost 3 years exactly, so...
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a shift from what they're showing me.
Hmm.
Is there anybody else next to you, or are you by yourself?
I'm by myself.
And you don't have a brother, correct?
I have two brothers.
Okay. Bear with me a second here. I'm seeing somebody who passed from a suicide.
Yeah, that was my wife.
That's how she crossed?
Yes.
And who has the C or K name?
You said C or K? That's Carl. He just passed away like 3 days ago. His funeral's on Thursday.
Is that like a friend of yours?
Uncle. No, it's my uncle.
So that would be more of a contemporary on the same level that Rita would be on?
Yes.
Okay. I know we're on the radio, but can I be personal?
Yeah, sure.
Did you, I don't know why I keep seeing this. Like, I see you not married, like, and you were actually married.
Yes.
Like, walked down the aisle.
Long, though. I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
Well, no. I mean, a fact is a fact. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I feel like if you were actually legitimately married, was there a part of you that wanted to have that? I feel terrible asking you this. Were you looking to have that annulled?
No, but we had just gotten to a huge argument, like right before she took her life. So, and I stupidly, you know, may have brought up the, not annulment, but like a divorce, but I didn't really mean it.
Okay, so one of the things, TJ, one of the things that happens when people take their own lives, or when people, and this has been 34 years of doing this where I've had to deal with people who have dealt with suicides, I will talk to folks and say, one of the things that we have to do is allow them the responsibility of why they're there and for us to not carry that. But the human side of us feels like, did I do something to make that happen? Did I do something to force her, you know, her hand? Did I bring her to a place that would make her feel X, Y, and Z? Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so my feeling is that that doesn't help you heal on your end. And I feel like on some level, if there was a conversation about divorce or annulment or separation or, you know, creating that, I feel like I feel like you have to work on healing you. How long is she gone?
It'll be a year on Thursday.
Okay. And then who's the D, like Diane or Donna?
Donna is another aunt I have that just passed away. Kind of estranged from my mother and my mother's kind of our immediate family, but I just found this out maybe a month or two ago.
Okay, and then were you not with your wife when she passed?
I wasn't, no. I was actually, when I found out, I was out of town. I was driving back into town.
Okay, and sometimes people don't leave notes, so there's no understanding. Was that the case here?
That is the case.
Okay. I hope that what I'm interpreting is correct for you, and that this could help you on some level understand that the other people that show up or the other information that happens in any reading is to let you know that there is something else, and that when people are transitioning, they have to actually work on their same lessons. But prior to your argument and prior to, wasn't there a couple of other issues that she, I mean, I know this is radio, so I'm being very hesitant. Wasn't there a couple of other issues that she had dealt with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that wasn't the first issue. So, I mean,
yeah, I know.
She had a history of...
But there's a history of, like, I don't know if she had physical abuse coming from her family or if there was an issue of some other level of abuse that is in her patterns. Do you understand?
I don't think it was that. She was adopted out of Russia at, like, 5. So she had a kind of tough upbringing and kind of, I think, that impacted her psychologically.
Do you know if she lived with more than 3 people?
I mean, like college, like roommates.
No. I mean, like growing up, if she lived in more than 3 places.
Oh. I think it might have been exactly 3 growing up.
And are you now dating? Are you now just starting to date?
I'm kind of like open to the idea. I've gone out in a couple, but not like, you know... Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I just think that there's going to be life changes happening around you. And to me, when I say life changes, that usually means job change, moving, birth of a child, shifts. I don't feel kids here. Were there no kids?
No kids.
I don't feel kids. Did you decide no kids? Like, was that like a her thing, like no kids?
That was a me thing. I didn't think it was the right environment or that maybe it was the best given her issues.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. TJ, I'm really sorry that you experienced this.
Oh, no, I really appreciate you taking my call and giving me the feedback.
Thanks, TJ. That was wonderful.
TJ.
Wow. So does a suicide, John, come through different than somebody else that passes of natural causes?
Not always. I mean, I still see the energy of it.
Okay.
So I use this as an example. I want you to imagine if you're reading a book, right, the words tell a different story, but the words themselves are the same.
Okay, so right.
The information for me will come through in a similar way, but the words might have a different meaning.
All right, let's try Suzanne. What's up, Suzanne?
Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning. Good morning, John. I'm calling to find out how my son is doing. He passed away last year.
Okay, hold that thought. Suzanne, the first word I wrote down after I heard your name was mother. So I want to ask you, is your mom still here?
No.
Okay, so I have your mom coming through first. Did anybody have a brain tumor or something that affected their head brain-wise?
Years ago, I had a cousin with a brain tumor.
Did that cousin pass?
Yes.
Okay, because I have the person with the brain tumor also coming through. And then, Suzanne, is your dad there too? Because I see dad.
Yeah, he's passed.
And you have two dads, right?
No.
No, I see two dads. So there's got to be like a father-in-law, stepfather, or somebody that would be like another...
Well, it could be my father, maybe my grandfather.
Yeah, if they were both like dads. And then, Suzanne, where's the J name?
Pardon?
Living or past? Say it again.
I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, I'm sorry. They're telling me to tell you J, like a J name.
J?
Like J. Jake. Jack.
Yes, my father had a good friend named Jack.
Okay. And then the vehicle accident or the person who passed, like 1, 2, 3, they were here and then gone?
Mm. Well, he had a bad car accident, but he came out of it.
Who was that?
My son who passed.
Okay. So if your son that's passed had the accident, that was like leading up to his passing? In other words, like he had it, he survived it, and then something else took place?
Correct.
Gotcha. I think it's his way of letting you know, like, Mom, I'm with, you know, Grandma and Grandpa. I've met up with your cousin with the brain tumor. Look who else is here. Do you have old newspapers all around you right now or something?
No.
Okay, so I don't know what this means, so bear with me. I see stacks of old newspaper. So I feel like there's something about the old newspaper. So I don't know if that's something that, you know, like when somebody's like training a dog and they're potty training the dog or they're paper training the dog, they you know, will collect old papers and instead of using wee-wee pads. I'm just seeing stacks of old papers. And if somebody worked in like print journalism at one point, I might see that. But these are old. This isn't like, you know, you haven't gotten to the last Sunday's paper. This is like a stack of them. So who would have maybe worked for the papers or worked in printing, or is there an old family story that's historical that made the papers?
I really don't know what you're, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Good, that makes two of us, because I don't know what I'm seeing either. Sometimes they show me stuff and I go, oh, I know what that is, and this is one of those examples where I don't. They're showing me, like, old papers. Color, they're black and white.
My son saved everything, so I suppose there could be a stack of papers around.
Well, did you, like, clean out his stuff?
I have all his stuff, but I haven't looked through all of it.
Okay, so I want to be really clear, because I have OCD and I'm not somebody that can stretch what I see. I don't feel like you're going to come across old typed pages of something. I literally mean papers that you could like buy in the corner store, like those type of papers. Old newspaper clippings would do it for me.
Yeah, or so, Nixon resigns, or, you know.
Yeah, moon landing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things of that nature, I feel like there's something that's there. I'm seeing pink roses, Suzanne, and when I see pink roses, that's their way of expressing their love. And Suzanne, do you have a sister who's passed too?
No.
He's got somebody that's with him who's right above him. Now, above him would be like you. So you're on the same level that I'm seeing. So if he has an aunt who's passed, or if you have a female friend who's passed, he's letting me know he's met up with that person.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. John. Yeah, you're amazing.
So great.
Let's go to Angie real quick. Hi, Angie.
Last call here, Angie.
One.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I just want to ask John about anything about my mom. She was...
Hold on. Angie, who's the woman that had the congestive heart failure?
I'm not sure.
Somebody's making me feel heaviness in my chest?
Yes. That's my mom. She was...
Okay, hold on. Don't tell me. And Angie, what's the connection to the month of July or the 7th of any month?
I'm not sure.
Okay, can you write this down?
Yes.
Okay, so they're telling me to talk about somebody having compressions in the chest or issues in the chest. I'm seeing a number 7. That to me would be the month of July or the 7th of a month. She's telling me to also make I'm supposed to, I don't like talking about jewelry, but do you have her ring?
Yes.
Okay, because she told me to bring up the ring. Are there three separate rings, or are there three stones in the ring?
No, there isn't.
Okay, so I want you to know that she's putting a three next to the ring. I don't like talking about jewelry unless they describe something, so she put a three next to it. So I'm trying to figure out what the three means. And then, were you with her when she passed?
No.
She's making me feel like, wipe the slate clean, which means, like, don't worry about it. And do you have another mother that's living?
No.
So who's the older female still living, and who has the M name?
My sister, maybe, but she's not older than me.
But she's here?
Yes.
Okay. Can you let your sister know that mom came through?
Yes.
Is she kind of acting like she's the matriarch of your family now?
My sister?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Who is doing that?
I don't know. Maybe me? I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to put it around your sister with the M. Like, there might be some energy that's coming up around her where she's kind of taking the lead on certain things. Maybe the holidays, or maybe keeping the family together, or trying to keep communication going. And then, Angie, can I be personal?
Yes.
Are there two babies that didn't make it into the family? Like,
maybe one that I know of from my mother.
Yeah, your mom's got two energies that are with her, and then she's talking about somebody who was known for their drinking. Where's that?
Maybe my dad.
Okay. Is he also passed?
I'm sorry?
Is he also passed?
Yes.
Because they're showing me a beer mug. So when I see a beer mug, I jokingly say they're hanging out at the other side pub. And then Angie, last thing I'm going to tell you is somebody's birthday's now. Who's now? Whose birthday's around now?
My husband.
Okay. I hope that this helps, Angie.
All right,
thank
Ange.
You
thank
so
you.
Much.
Wow, John.
John, next time we got to talk about my dog, Sawyer.
Dogs do come through.
Yeah. Wow. I know, Pets. I remember our last conversation. Hey, great stuff, man. We'll see you June the 1st at the Hyatt Regency for a group event, not a theater show. This is a group event. I want to stress that. And the website is johnedward.net. Hey, great stuff as always.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
You're
I
our favorite
your time,
psychic
always.
Medium.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right, that was outstanding.
Wow.
Good stuff there.
Yeah, you just got to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing, right?
Absolutely.
We got pretty quiet there for one of them. Yeah.
Well, people, me quiet. Wow.
I know, exactly.
Said, what about alcohol? I thought, oh, God, we're all in trouble.